welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Privacy and Data Protection Alert. Multiple legislative proposals introduced as privacy and data security continues to draw Congress's attention. The Obama administration and Congress continue to focus on privacy and data security issues, and there has been a flurry of activity this week on Capitol Hill. The scope of recent regulatory proposals is sufficiently broad that if enacted, they would impact businesses across a diverse range of industries and sectors. Moreover, the momentum behind the new privacy and data security regulations is growing stronger, suggesting that some sort of new regulations will be enacted in 2011. This alert briefly summarizes the recent congressional hearings and legislative proposals regarding mobile privacy, online privacy, and it lays out a roadmap of what to expect the rest of this year. Push for privacy and data security regulation picking up steam. Though Congress actively worked on privacy and data security issues in the first few months of 2011, there has been a spike in recent days. Four new privacy and data security bills were introduced this week alone. One congressional hearing took place, and another is expected within the next week or two. Geolocational issues emerge as a new area of focus. Mobile privacy is one area that has received a lot of recent attention. Congressional action in this realm largely pertains to geolocation tracking on smartphones and other mobile devices. As users access GPS-enabled applications on their mobile devices, they leave a virtual trail of breadcrumbs that can be very valuable to companies seeking to capitalize on that consumer information. If Congress passes a law tightening the restrictions on mobile data collection and dissemination, it could dramatically alter the way that businesses operate. Three bills unveiled during the week of June 13th would severely restrict a business's ability to collect, store, sell, or purchase geolocation information from mobile devices. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon, and Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah, introduced companion bills, the Geolocation and Privacy Surveillance, GPS, Act, Section 1212 H.R. 2168, that would require companies to obtain a user's explicit consent before collecting geolocation data. Senators Al Franken, Democrat, Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, released a bill, the Location Privacy Protection Act of 2011, Section 1223, that would require any covered entity to offer upfront notice and receive informed consent from users to track their geolocation information. Their definition of a covered entity is very broad and would capture a wide swath of businesses that collect, store, sell, or purchase mobile data. Geolocational bills latest in long list of privacy proposals. These latest proposals join several privacy bills released earlier in the spring that address both mobile privacy and online privacy. Each of these three proposals includes new regulations regarding online privacy and touches on mobile issues such as limiting a company's ability to track or sell geolocation information to a third party. Representatives Ed Markey, Democrat, Massachusetts, and Joe Barton, Republican, Texas, authored a bill in the House, the Do Not Track Kids Act, H.R. 1895, focused primarily on children's personal information and online activity. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat, Vermont, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, offered the Electronic Communications Privacy Act Amendments Act of 2011, Section 1011, while Senator Jay Rockefeller, Democrat, West Virginia, chairman of the Commerce Committee, offered a comprehensive proposal, the Do Not Track Online Act of 2011, Section 913, that directs the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to adopt a Do Not Track Online framework. The online privacy bills that include mobile privacy components are joined by other bills focused on privacy in general. Senators John Kerry, Democrat, Massachusetts, and John McCain, Republican, Arizona, co-sponsored the Commercial Privacy Bill of Rights Act of 2011, Section 799, and Senator Leahy introduced the Personal Data Privacy and Security Act, Section 1151, Additional House bills were offered by Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat, Illinois, the Best Practices Act, H.R. 611, Representative Cliff Stearns, Republican, Florida, the Consumer Privacy Protection Act of 2011, H.R. 1528, Representative Jackie Speier, Democrat, California, the Do Not Track Me Online Act of 2011, H.R. 654. All of the proposals share the same goal of adding new restrictions to the way information is collected and used through the Internet. Provisions in the additional bills include 1. Creation of an opt-out or opt-in mechanism that would require websites to obtain user consent prior to collecting and storing personal information. 2. New standards for notifying consumers and the FTC when a data breach occurs. 3. New limits on the scope and duration of data retention. And 4. Limits on data sharing with third parties. Data security and breach notification also seeing renewed attention. In addition to mobile and online privacy, with large-scale online data breaches making headlines, Congress is also setting its sights on data security legislation. Representative Mary Bono Mack, Republican, California, chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Commerce, Manufacturing and Trade, has played a prominent role in advocating stricter regulations for online data security. In conjunction with her subcommittee's data breach hearing this week, Representative Bono Mack released a discussion draft of the Safe Data Act. The bill would place new responsibilities on companies to report any online data breach to the FTC, and it contains a data minimization proposal that would only allow companies to retain consumer information as needed for legitimate business purposes. This week, Senators Rockefeller and Mark Pryor, Democrat, Arizona, unveiled a discussion draft of a similar bill, the Data Security and Breach Notification Act of 2011, requiring businesses that store consumer information to enact online security measures and to notify consumers in a timely manner when a data breach occurs. Neither the Data Security and Breach Notification Act of 2011 nor the Safe Data Act currently have bill numbers, as they have not yet been formally introduced. Next steps. With so many competing privacy proposals in play, there will be significant maneuvering to create a comprehensive privacy bill that addresses the concerns of privacy and data security advocates. There is bipartisan support in both chambers for new restrictions in the way consumer data is secured, collected, used, and shared, making legislative action likely this year. Meanwhile, the FTC and the Commerce Department have been studying these issues very carefully and remain engaged in the debate. Each has offered preliminary guidance on potential regulations. In the absence of meaningful congressional action this year, it is possible that both entities may attempt to proceed with regulations under their existing authority.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Howard Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.